Welcome to the Inspiring Life Podcast. I'm your host, Frances Fitikovic, and I'm on a mission to help the dreamers of the world take action and achieve their goals without having to sacrifice your family life or your sanity. I genuinely believe that great things come from simplicity, intentional living, and focusing on your true priorities in life, all while managing your mindset really well. In a nutshell, we all have one precious life to live, my friend. So let's spend our days in a way that fills us with a sense of fulfillment and joy rather than overwhelm, stress, and regret. And if this sounds like something that you want, you are definitely in the right place. Allow me to guide you down a path that leads to an intentional mindset, intentional time management, intentional goal setting and action taking, plus intentional parenting. This podcast, in conjunction with my courses, will show you a clear way, a clear path to make success in your life inevitable. And with that being said, let's dive on in. Hello and welcome to the Inspiring Life Podcast. This is your host, Frances Vitikovic, and I'm so excited to share today's episode because I am literally going to spill out my heart. I'm going to talk about all the thoughts and feelings that I'm having about turning 49 next month. So at the time of this recording, I'm still 48. But because I have such a pivotal milestone next year when I turn 50, and I think that when we're younger, we have this assumption that there's going to be so many negative connotations with this milestone. Turning 50, we think it's going to be so old, our life's going to be over. And reality is, when you get to this point, sometimes it can actually be a positive experience. I know that I am so excited about all the wisdom and knowledge that I've gained so far in my life and being able to take that with me into, you know, what is hopefully the second half of my life, or I don't know whether they still consider 40 to be the midpoint. But as I journey into the later years of my life, I want to share with you like where my head is at, okay? I am turning 50. And when I was a kid, I thought that 50 was so freaking old. And now I know that it is 100% true. I remember my mom saying to me like, oh my gosh, but I still feel so young inside. And I can see that that is true. Like even when you turn 50, and I imagine that I'd feel exactly the same when I'm turning 60 and 70, you still are at the core, like who you are as a human still can feel very, very young. It feels like your life is just beginning, even though like you've got many years behind you. And the first thing that I want to say about my thoughts when it comes to this is, my gosh, like I wish I knew now when I was 20, I wish I had the confidence and courage that I've developed over the years back when I was younger, because I would have lived life completely differently. And I know that it's essential, like this wisdom has been gained through going through all those struggles and obstacles. And there's nothing you can do ever to like go back in time. But even still, I'm so conscious that my mindset is completely different now versus when I was young. When I was younger, I cared way too much about what other people thought. I spent years people pleasing. I spent years thinking that I had all the time in the world to achieve my dreams. And therefore, like consequently, I kept on putting things off. I kept on thinking, well, I can do it later and later and later. And I've spoken on this podcast about having that light bulb moment at age 40, that later was now. Like, if you don't get up and take action, nothing's ever going to, like, those actions are never going to come to light. You need to actually do something for your goals to come to fruition. You need to be taking action. You need to be doing what needs to be done in order to get yourself where you want to go. And if you haven't realized this at 20, and if you haven't realized it at 30 or 40, by gosh, like you would think that by 50, it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks in the face, this truth bomb. And my thoughts are, like a lot of people think, well, you're getting old. You know, do you get upset about the idea that you're getting old? And I think I've seen way too many people pass away at a young age to sit here and complain about the fact that I am going to be 50 next year. Like, I think it is a freaking gift. And this idea of getting old is a gift that we have. Like, it is a privilege to be on earth for a long time. And if you can make it to 80 or 90, like, my gosh, like, rather than sit there and complain about how this is the most terrible thing in the world, I've gotten older, you are lucky. We are lucky. Like, I know one of the things that I've really started to pay attention to is that when my kids are younger, so my kids are turning 18 and 20 this year, I remember like one of my biggest fears was that something would happen to me when they were young. And I really remember thinking like, you know, it's my greatest wish just to at least get them to adulthood. Like, I want them to have, you know, me as a mom in their corner. And of course, like, I wouldn't be around for a very long time, but it was so important for me to at least get them through those years, in those early years, to know that they have my love and support always at their side, and to have come to this age and realize, my gosh, like, I made it. Like, this is a gift. I never take like the fact that I'm still alive, still able to think and dream and truly live for granted, because there are plenty of children who lose their parents when they're still young. And for you, like if you're like me and you're still around for your kid, this is a gift that we can appreciate. Okay, so how am I specifically feeling about turning 50 next year? I know one of the passing things that ran through my mind was this expectation that my life would look a particular way when I turn 20, when I turn 30, when I turn 40, when I turn 50. And one of the things that I've learned over the years is the art of surrendering. I'm pretty sure there's a book called The Surrender Experiment, which I definitely encourage you to read. It's such a great book. But I know that for me, being willing to just surrender to my life, surrender to the fact that sometimes things play out differently than what the way that I expected them to go, has been a gift and has taken so much pressure off my shoulders. Because I do remember thinking, okay, by age 40, this is what I'm going to have achieved. And in some ways, I'm very close to my goals. And there's some that I think, well, it's okay if I don't get them by 55 or 60 or whatever they're meant to happen, because it's not like I'm actively like sitting there and doing nothing. Like, I am taking action on my goals. I realize that my time is precious, but sometimes things happen on a different timeline than what we expect. And surrendering to this idea is going to just completely free you from the pressure that your life has to look a particular way. Sometimes it's just going to look the way that it looks, and it's exactly the way it's supposed to look. Now, I could sit there and talk about all the things that I wish I had done differently. And let's just give a quick summary. Like, if I could go back in time, I would have been kinder to myself. I would have definitely like learned how to manage. The skill of managing your mind has been the biggest gift that I've ever given myself. If you don't know yet how to do that, go and check out my Managing Your Mind master course that you can find over at inspiringmomlife.com underneath the courses tab. The biggest gift, honestly, the biggest gift is learning how to reframe your negative thoughts to a positive one, learning how to accept your humanness, and really like have a mind that works for you rather than against you. I also wish that I had not cared so much about what other people think along the way. And I know that there's a famous quote, I cannot get it right, I'm sure I'm going to stuff it up, but it's something along the lines like, we spend so much time like caring about what other people think, and along the lines like, you do stop caring and then you realize that they never were really caring or thinking about you because everyone's too busy worried about their own life. And I didn't know that at 20 or 30 and maybe even at 40, and probably even like it's taken me the last few years to really not care, like to genuinely say, I do not care. I care about the people that I love and I care about their opinions, but I don't care about every freaking person in this world's opinion. I truly don't, because you've got to do what is best for you. You've got to do what feels right to you in your heart. And for me, like having the goal of just being a good human has been the best goal that I could just embrace, because it means that everything else is just like a cherry on the top. Like, if I'm a good human and I don't achieve a goal, that's okay. But as long as I'm a good human, I would never want to sacrifice my integrity or my self-worth just to get a goal. I would never want that. And so I know that coming up to the age of 50, I know that I am on track to achieving that goal of being a good human every single day with my family, showing them that I love them, all the basics. And do you know what? Like, I could live the rest of my life in this way, just showing up, creating great memories with the people that I love the most, doing what I love, appreciating what I have, never taking things for granted. Like, if you live life with this mindset, then your days as they pass feel good to you. They feel like you've spent them well. And yes, like time sometimes goes very, very quickly. But when you're taking advantage of every day while it is in your hands, then I'm not going to say like it's a secret to happiness, because, you know, I always say like you can't feel happy all the time, but there's a sense of peace that you're doing life well. And if you haven't yet yourself like learned how to do this, then practice. Like, I've consciously and intentionally chosen to do this work. I've chosen to make my relationships a priority. I've chosen to focus on my mental health and my physical health. Like, it doesn't happen by accident. Like, I'm intentionally choosing it every single day. And so just to wrap up this episode, how do I feel about turning 50 next year? I have only positive feelings. I know it's just going to be like another day. One day I'm going to be 49, the next I'll turn 50, and nothing's really going to change. Like, I'm still going to show up, do the work, to be a good human, to chase my goals. And so it will be. It will be that way until my last dying day. And I really wanted to make it clear that, you know, as someone comes up to this age, it doesn't have to be a terrible thing. If you're thinking that I was going to sit here in front of the microphone and tell you like, this is like the worst thing in the world, I'm getting old, I really don't think that way. And I don't feel that way. And it's because of the thoughts that I'm choosing to think. It's because of a way that I've intentionally chosen to view this next phase of my life. I see it as a blessing. I see it as a gift. And if you are past this age, just know, like, it is a gift. It does not have to be a terrible thing, my friend. It all comes down to your perspective, the way you are viewing each day, viewing your life, viewing your age and your potential. And there's no reason why your potential can't be still amazing and full of possibility at age 50 and 60 and 70. And that's it for today's episode, my friend. Take care, and I cannot wait to catch you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the Inspiring Life podcast. I really appreciate you allowing me to be a part of your life. If you'd like to stay in touch, please know that you can always find me on Instagram at InspiringMomLifeXO, or you can visit my website, InspiringMomLife.com, where you will find all my online courses that I have created to help you seriously uplevel your life in the simplest way possible. Now, just keep in mind that this podcast is not just about dreaming, it's also about doing, because to create true sustainable change, you need to be willing to do things differently, and that's what I'm here to support you to do every single step along the way, my friend. Finally, if this podcast resonates with you at all and you appreciate the content, I'd absolutely love for you to show your support by leaving me a review. My one and only goal here is to help you wake up to the preciousness of life and to help you live your days with more intention and purpose. Now, if you have not yet grabbed your free bundle of gifts from me, you can do so over at inspiringmomlife.com/thank you. Once again, thank you so much. I've absolutely loved spending this time with you, and I look forward to connecting with you again. I'm Frances Vidakovic, and you've been listening to the Inspiring Life podcast.